Hey folks, welcome to the very first episode of Cape Podcaster Caster. It's the Vampire Weekend podcast. I'm Josh and my co-host Allison is here.
Hi. Do you need me to say anything else?
No, that's it. Shut up now. So today's is the 28th of February when we're recording this little intro bit. This is we explain this at length in the podcast itself, so I don't want to dwell too much now. But the idea of this podcast is that Vampire Weekend are releasing a new album in a few months. They're releasing two songs a month-ish until then. So we were going to talk about each song as it came out, kind of. The first two songs were released in the second half of January. We recorded this episode where we talk about one of those songs eventually on the 5th of February. And I meant to have this out in time that we would then talk about the other song. The next two songs.
But this podcast is more important to you.
Exactly.
I know where I stand.
All right. Settle down over there. The next two songs are coming out on the 6th of March, which is next Wednesday. We don't have time to talk about the other song from January, which is Harmony Hall. So this episode is about 2021. We were going to do another episode about Harmony Hall, and then these songs were going to come out. These songs have just been announced for next week. They're called... one of them's called Sunflower. What's the other one called?
I don't know.
Oh, it's Boy Ball.
I'm a great co-host. Oh, we have another boy song.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it yet. But these songs are going to come out on the 6th of March. So this episode... I'm going to try and put online tomorrow on the 1st of March. If you're listening to this and this didn't go online on the 1st of March, send Allison an angry message.
Why is it my fault?
I don't want
fault?
These angry messages. Oh, well, what am I going to put myself in this shit? Come on. Then on the 6th of March or shortly after, we'll do another episode talking about one of the new songs. And then at some point afterwards, we'll do a Harmony Hall episode. Does that make sense?
Woohoo!
So anyway, here's the first episode of Cape Podcaster Caster. Allison, do you have any notes?
About the first episode? Hold on, stop. This is not going to be cut out, clearly. What are you asking
I don't know.
For?
I don't... I this is not going to be cut out. I sometimes
yes,
sometimes
is.
I ask you questions and I don't know what the answer could potentially be.
Yeah, but I don't even know what question you're asking
me. I'm just asking
me.
You've had any, you have any notes. Oh, I did actually, I did remember during this episode, I say something about there being songs in January and February. It turns out they didn't release any songs in February.
Yeah, we didn't hear any.
They waited until the start of March.
I was very disappointed.
Those sneaky bastards.
That would have actually meant that we would have had to actually get this podcast out.
You know, I think actually Ezra, maybe he did it for us. Maybe he was like, these guys...
You know what? He probably did.
Yeah, they need some time.
Like, these kids can't get their shit together.
They need to prepare the pod.
They need to take about 6 weeks to take one picture so we could use it as a cover.
Is it weird that that now Rostam left, Ezra is the only person in Vampire Weekend not named Chris?
Oh yeah, that is weird.
Like the only band, only guy in the band not named Chris.
It makes a lot of sense for a band that came from Columbia.
I don't know. I mean, is it a big Chris town?
Yeah, it's just very waspy.
I thought it was maybe like a Christopher Columbus. Is this the thing?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah. God, this thing is going to be so
terrible.
I can't
believe we...
Sorry,
How
everyone.
How we managed to ramble, even doing the intro.
Good luck, everyone, following along this journey
Enjoy
with us.
Enjoy it. We do get around to talking about the song that the episode is about. I think like 25 minutes in.
Yeah, most of the episode is just us shooting the shit. So.
It's after the bit where we talk about Batman versus
Superman.
We're just
good old pals. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our idiot podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this podcast that doesn't have a name yet. We're going to come up with a name for it in a second.
Are we? That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, we'll do that. First of all, who are you?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
not the other person that's with you?
Oh, he's a, you mean it's someone? Yeah, someone has just walked into the room, and I looked right at their face and I said, "Who are you?" And they turned and left. So now I'm addressing you and asking you who you are.
I'm Allison. You need me to introduce myself anymore? Everyone should just know me by my first name. It's like Cher.
You're known as Ghostlight.
Yeah, that was an interesting artistic choice that I made when I originally created this account as an anonymous poetry writing account, and now it's just completely the opposite of anonymous and not poetry, just shitty beats that come out of my head.
I've never said ghostlight out loud before, and it's frightening when I say it out loud.
It's actually underscore Ghostlight because Ghostlight was not available. So,
The real person who's got just Ghostlight out there
yeah.
is listening to this furious now.
But I'm the real Ghostlight. We all know it.
I'm Josh, as people will hopefully know. This is not the Angry Birds Drink Piss in the Angry Birds movie, but it is sort of a it's sort of like a bonus. It's a
We might talk about piss a little bit, but we'll see.
We're like, if TABDPITABM is like the grounds of a mansion, we're like the groundskeeper's house that's down by the gate.
Shitty.
But we keep everything running.
Outstanding. Yeah, we keep everything running, but we live in a hovel, so.
So, Alison, we've known each other for many years.
Yeah, actually.
But this is the first time we've spoken to each other vocally for a while.
Yeah, probably like 2 years, maybe longer. I don't know why. Probably because you disappeared off the internet without a word,
I went into
fired by Jack.
hiding. I was in a
Yeah.
cave in the mountains, but what happened is Vampire Weekend, the band. First of all, if you listen to this, you got to know there's a band called Vampire Weekend.
If you don't, you're gonna be real confused.
They announced a new album, finally. Well, like, they had announced a new album a while ago, but they were taking their time with any details. They announced in January that it was going to come out this year, and that they were going to release two songs from the album a month for the next 3 months, and then I think they're planning to release in April or May the full
Well, I'm
album.
really glad you told me that because I honestly had no clue. I just thought we were doing this like song by song.
Yeah, we'll do it song by song until. So we'll do it.
Gotcha.
We'll do two of these a month, I think, and then
Yeah,
the album
awesome.
comes out, and we'll have to do.
We'll just marathon it.
We'll have to do 12 episodes in one day.
And
But
then we'll just
they.
not talk again for 6 years.
Yeah, until they release
So.
a new album. So they announced this, they released these songs, they released two songs, Harmony Hall and 2021, which is going to be the song we talk about today. I heard these songs, I love these songs, and I thought, I gotta talk about these songs, I gotta make a whole podcast about these songs. And then, who have I gotta get for this? You got a call on the red phone.
I got a call on the red phone
I went
and
at the end, I said, hey.
just hey, and then he hung up.
Yeah, then I got
But
call
then
back.
his agent called back.
My agent called back.
It's basically he picked up the phone, was like, "Who are you?" and just put it down. So.
Anyway, after about 50 phone calls, we finally got to the point where we decided let's make this Vampire Weekend podcast. We haven't got a name for it. And
Nope.
we don't know. I'm a big fan of the band, but I don't know everything there is to know about them.
I'm a fan, but I know a lot less than that, so.
How, on a scale of small to big, like size wise, what size of fan are you?
I mean, I appreciate a bunch of their songs, but I really only know stuff like from the first album. You really haven't listened to anything from the other albums because I also don't do research, so I was not going to do that in preparation. I was just going to kind of wing it.
So
But I know like
from like baby to tall man, where are you?
probably like a 10-year-old child, I'd
Okay,
say.
that's good.
I mean, that's a good height. Not quite done
No, that's a
growing, you know.
respectable child.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd
You're
get
middle
on board
school,
with that child.
so. That's okay. Keep that thought to yourself.
On now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So let's give a little background on the band. There's four guys in Vampire Weekend.
Are you pausing for me?
Yeah, I'm saying I want you to name them all.
Great. All right. There's Ezra Koenig, who is like everyone's dream man, of course. And he's the lead vocalist and guitarist. Then you have the drummer, Chris Thompson, bassist, Chris Baio, and the multi-instrumentalist, according to Wikipedia, whose name I cannot pronounce and feel really bad butchering.
I think it's Rostam Batmanglij.
Sure.
I watched a video maybe 10 minutes ago where they pronounced his
Great.
name so I could try and get it right. And
Oh, is that what you were doing
I
when I
think
was
I'm
trying to talk to you and you were just ignoring me?
right. That's exactly what I was doing when I was ignoring.
Great.
that was a good reason. He's no longer in the band. He was in the band for the first three albums and for this new album. He's technically no longer a member of the band, but he has produced a lot of the album.
Gotcha.
Still quite heavily involved, I think.
Gotcha. So there really are three members then. There aren't four.
There's only three at the moment, but the presence of Ross Stamm is still there.
Gotcha.
So before we talk about the song 2021, what are your memories and experiences of Vampire Weekend? Can you remember when you first heard them?
I mean, it was probably A-Punk or Oxford Comma, I would say. I think I heard them for the first time in high school. That would make sense, because what year is it? 2009?
I want to say even earlier than that, maybe, the first.
It might be.
2008, the first album.
2008, okay, yeah. So I was either in my first or second year of high school. Yeah, I don't know. I remember, like, listening to it, and it was very different when I was listening to it at the time, because it's, you know, got a lot of influences of, like, different, like, African, like, music, and, I mean, all of it stems from Paul Simon, but I don't know. I was very intrigued by the sound. It was very different from what I was listening to, but I can't, like, remember a specific thing. All I remember is, like, really loving the line in Oxford Comma, "Who gives a fuck about an Oxford Comma?" Because, like, I do give a fuck. Well, you know?
So you liked it because the answer was you.
Yeah.
You were the response to the song.
He actually wrote it about me, so.
And that makes sense. It is about you. The question is, who gives a fuck about an Oxford Comma? And the original recording, they had to cut it off for like radio time purposes, but he just leans into the mic, he says Allison.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about, you know, cutting out the fuck.
They replaced the fuck with Allison.
Who gives an Allison about an Oxford Comma?
Yeah, and people did not understand. They were like, what's this song mean?
And now he doesn't even follow me on Twitter. He's mad at me.
He's taking it hard, but we're not gonna hold against him. I was kind of late to the party originally. The first album of theirs I listened to was Modern Vampires of the Weekend, which was an album that I made up in my head. And then I listened to Modern Vampires of the City because I was aware of the first album coming out and I had friends who liked it a lot. But I wasn't very into music at that point, so I was like, yeah, I'm sure it's fine. But then I remember when the third one came out, I heard a couple of the songs and I thought they were really cool. So,
were they actually playing on the radio in England?
I don't know.
In case you can't guess, Josh is British.
please don't tell anyone.
Damn it.
But I remember listening to the album on a long coach trip. And I don't know when the album came out, but I listened to it on the way home for Christmas on a long coach trip.
So it came out in
dark and snowy. Well, there was a Christmas in that year.
That was the year that Christmas just didn't exist.
So the information so far that we have on, we'll talk about 2021 in a second, but the information that we have so far on the album, which is called Father of the Bride, is that it's going to be 18 songs long.
Mm-hmm.
The two songs for January were Harmony Hall and 2021, which we're going to talk about in a second. We do know the initials for the other four songs that are going to be released.
He's just releasing the initials.
So there's like an Instagram post. It's either Ezra's Instagram or it's the Vampire Weekend Instagram. I can't remember. But it's
because you know that this is all Ezra's idea.
Either way, it's him. I think it's Ezra's Instagram. There's a long post about how long it's been between the albums and what they tried to do and how it's changed. And he gave the initials for the six songs. So he gave HH and 2021, which is obviously Harmony Hall and 2021. In February, we're going to get S and BB. Now, what do you think those are going to be? If you had to guess the name of these songs.
Well, BB is definitely like basketball or ball boy. You know he's a baller.
Is it basketball boy or ball boy?
It's a great question.
Or boy basket.
It's boy ball.
And S is...
I'm not even going to go where my mind was going. So
Where's your mind going with just S?
S'mores. I had to quickly think of another S word. Just shit. Shit. It's just shit.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to hearing shit and boy ball. And then March's songs are TL and UW.
UW. That's an interesting one.
Obviously, I think that's going to be Vampire Weekend.
That's definitely what it is.
And TL is going to be...
Timeline, baby.
Timeline,
he's online.
Brackets, baby. Okay, so now we know what those songs are. Whatever the actual names of the songs are, we're going to have to call them all these names we've given them.
We will only be referring to them by the names that we've come up with.
It'll be this beautiful song, and we'll be like, that was Timeline, baby.
Yeah, real insert name of podcast watchers will know
this. BB will be like some sad song about someone who died in the band member's life. They were all a close friend, and we'll be like, well, that was Boy Ball.
I mean, it's a kind of poignant title, honestly.
What would, if boy ball was a sport, what would it be? Because at the moment I'm picturing just basketball, but they're using a boy.
I feel like there was a Disney Channel series about that.
I'm doubting there's a Disney Channel show where a bunch of guys dunk a little boy through.
It's like a quirky cartoon, maybe Cartoon Network. That's more.
He runs up and smashes the boy through the hoop, and there's that slow motion where the glass smashes.
This is really going to be a depressing song that comes out. I can
gotta get
you
in touch with Disney Channel.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Produce Ball Boy or Boy Ball. Sorry, Ball Boy, something different.
I think because Ball Boy was, I think, what I said originally, which is, you know, the guy that runs, you know, like in tennis and stuff, the guy that runs after the balls that are all over the place.
Well, they do have that music video where they're playing tennis for Giving Up the Gun with Jake Gyllenhaal in it, and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, of course you're playing fucking tennis.
And Jake Gyllenhaal was in the movie Bubble Boy. So maybe there's the link to Boy Ball.
Using our really terrible train of thought, we got to something that actually might be
that's
right.
Probably how they came. That's how they come up with songs. They were like, Jake Gyllenhaal was in that music video of ours. He was in Bumble Boy. We got to make a song called Boy Ball. They all like said at the same time. They're like, yeah.
Just in unison. It's basically a call.
All right. So we're about to talk about the song 2021.
Are we?
Well, first of all, do you want to try and come up with a name for the podcast?
Well, okay. So here's the thing. So I love doing names that are like little twists on whatever we're talking about. It's like my first inclination was real dumb, but it was Vampire Weekday. But that's just dumb.
Sure. I mean, I get the link.
I was just like, it's the weekday. Or we could call it F-Boy-I.
F-Boy-I.
No one has any clue what we're talking about.
F-Boy-I. I have...
What about you? Anything?
I have a name idea written down, but I feel like you're going to absolutely hate this name because it is...
I need to hear it.
It's a very irritating podcast name.
Great.
Okay.
No, like your last one wasn't?
Sure.
I mean, really.
This is, I think, even worse.
Is this longer?
No, but it is lengthy.
Oh, God.
Okay.
What are you, freaking Panic at the Disco? I mean, really, come on.
My idea for the name of the podcast is Cape Podcaster Custer.
Oh, my God, I love it. That's so stupid.
You know, we can shorten it to CPCC.
Just like that. CPCC.
CPCC.
No, so my only thing is, will people then think that we're reviewing all the songs? I mean, are we? What is the...
Maybe.
You know, are we going
to... If we continue to do it, we can go back to the other albums and maybe not do them song by song, but maybe just like talk about the other albums in an episode. We can talk about Ezra Koenig's Instagram.
My type is just guys named Ezra. That's like basically it. So
who else is named Ezra that year?
The other Ezra, whatever his name is. Ezra Miller.
Oh, the Flash.
What did you just say?
He's the Flash now.
Oh, the Flash.
Yeah. Did you see the movie Batman versus Superman?
I did not.
It's a real bad
movie. I've seen like two superhero movies ever, which like isn't because I don't want to watch superhero movies. It's just because I know I need to watch them all in the right order.
I talked about this on a recent episode of Wet Spider-Man, which is a podcast.
Of course. Yep.
Within the Angry Birds podcast as well. There's too many superhero movies. But anyway, Ezra Miller appears as the Flash very briefly in Batman versus Superman.
Oh,
and I haven't seen Justice League where he's like properly introduced, but his appearance in Batman versus Superman is the most like confusing moment in any film ever.
Please explain it.
It's before... So this film came out before Justice League. And
so like a while ago.
Yeah, this is I think it's like 5 or 6 years old, Batman Superman by now. Maybe not that old. But I watched it after Justice League came out. So when Ezra Miller appeared, I knew who he was. But at the time, people wouldn't have known who he was. So Bruce Wayne wakes up from a weird dream sequence, which goes on for ages and doesn't make any sense.
That already sounds terrible.
It's real bad. And the Flash appears through like a portal and is like, oh no, I'm too early. Never mind. I'm too early. Bye. And then leaves.
It literally sounds like bad fan fiction.
It's really like, I can see what they're trying to do, that at some point in the future they're going to do the Flash going back in time, getting the time wrong and saying I'm too early, and it's going to be a clip from that film and everyone's going to go, oh my god, it's a clip from that film. But
like, honest to God, what's the point of that?
But in that film, it makes absolutely no sense and is like, it's never addressed again.
That's amazing. So it was during the dream.
It's after the dream, after he wakes up from his dream.
Oh,
which is about Batman living in the future.
Oh, God. Now I really just got to watch it.
Yeah, maybe
we'll have another spin-off podcast where we just watch the superhero movies.
Let's do it.
We watch them at the same time, but I start mine like 5 minutes before yours.
So you can come back in time to me and say,
yeah, I'm too early.
So shall we talk about the song 2021?
This is just like Piss Podcast, honestly.
I'm unable to do anything else but
talk about nothing.
Yeah, go off on tangents constantly.
Great. You know what? That's great minds, man.
Let's hear a bit of 2021.
2021, what do you think about me? I could wait a year, but I shouldn't wait three.
Boy,
I don't wanna be.
Boy,
2021, what do you think about us? Copper goes green, steel beams go rust.
Boy,
it's a matter of.
Boy, so I can't decide if he's beatboxing or if there's just like weird ambient noise in the back. Also, is it ambient or ambient? It's definitely ambient. I just sounded like an asshole.
I think it's ambient, but honestly, ambient sounds like a mythical word. Like, as soon
ominous
as you said it,
ambient.
I was like, I was transported to like some forest at midnight and there were elves. Welcome to the forest of Ambient, my lord, they said.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, they were like, play now, my lord. So the first thing about this song that I feel like we should get out of the way, it very heavily samples a composition by a very prolific, very, very talented Japanese composer called Haruomi Hosono. I'm probably saying that very badly. That he wrote for a retail company.
Oh, you're kidding.
This guy wrote loads and loads of music, and he has, like, I can't remember the name of the album, but he has a song called Sportsmen, which is, like, it's an amazing song. Listen to the song Sportsmen.
Are you inserting some Sportsmen?
No, I won't put any Sportsmen in this. This is for people to seek out and find. So yeah, I think the song it samples is called Talking, from an album called Watering a Flower. But the soft backing synth is all from that song.
It sounds really cool.
It's cool, and when I listen to it, I keep going, boy.
I'm just going to be doing that for the rest of my life, though. Boy,
boy,
boy.
Maybe we should just call the podcast.
I'm going to be in the middle. We did say we were going to spend 2 hours just talking about the name of it. So.
So that's where that part of the song is sampled from.
I think it's awesome. I honestly love when artists sample. You know, I would hope that like on the actual album, there's going to be some indication that it was sampled. That's my only thing. I think with artists in general, I love the sampling. I don't love the sampling without crediting. Yeah, that might just be a symptom of me being an artist. And like, I know that like in order to make it your own, you have to change it about like 50%. But I feel like, you know, people kind of take for granted that there's this
probably credited and everything. Because I, you know what, these Vampire Weekend boys, I think they're good guys.
They're goodins.
They've got my seal of approval. It does bother me that I think a lot of people don't look at that kind of thing, and so they'll just assume.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know when I first heard it. I mean, how would I know if it was from a 1984 commercial?
How could you know?
How could I know?
Plead innocence is what I say.
I actually knew it. I actually created it.
But there's a Fall Out Boy song. It's one of like the newer Fall Out Boy songs, but it samples.
Wait, I'm sorry. Fall Out Boy.
Fuck. There's a Fall Out Boy song, which
there we go.
Samples a Sun Lux song really heavily. And I wouldn't know,
yeah.
I spent a long time on the YouTube scrolling through them, being like, these people don't know.
Oh, of course they don't. But like, it really is like 2021 really is very heavily this sample.
Yeah.
Like, without the sample, it's not a lot. They enhanced it. I mean, there's definitely like another dimension to it. For
Computer
sure.
Enhance. The other sample in the song, and I don't know if you have picked up on this yet, but is the word boy. Which
well,
apparently,
do we think it's a sample, or do we think it's just Jenny Lewis being a bud of Ezra and just coming in and saying one word?
Saying one word. Coming into the studio and they've just got the word boy on a piece of paper. And like,
yeah, because everyone, this is beautiful, lovely Jenny Lewis.
The rest of the song is, it's not a long song. It's like a minute and a half.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a minute 38.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh God, I hate you so much.
I like the lyrics. I'm a big fan of Copper Goes Green, Steel Beams Go Rust.
It's interesting because you get the idea that, you know, he's just talking about a few years. He must have written this in 2018.
See, that's the problem here is with the maths. It's now 2019.
Right. So now he's
couldn't
saying,
wait 3 years.
Oh, you know what? Okay. He's saying, I could wait a year. I shouldn't wait three. So it shouldn't be 2022.
So this is like the year in between where he could wait, but and he shouldn't wait.
Yeah, maybe. Or he just wrote it last year.
I think he just wrote it last year.
Probably.
Ezra, this is just a little bit of feedback. The song should be called 2022.
Like, done fucked up.
Syllabically, it still fits. So
every year you need to change the name of the song.
Just bring out a new version every single year.
Back to your original comment, the copper goes green, steel beams go rust.
And after, I just want to say, after 18 years, it should change to man.
Why mom? Did you not say mom?
I said man.
Oh
on
God.
His 18th birthday, a boy becomes a mother. Son, you're a mom now.
All right, you know, that's where the issue comes in. I mean, you're saying mon, because that's how you pronounce it, but I say man. I immediately hear mom. Oh, great.
I would also like a Mother's Day version of the song where they sing mom,
mom, and a dad.
Yeah, and a Halloween version where they sing ghouls.
Why not just boo?
I mean, that could be the Valentine's Day version.
Oh, no. Bay.
No.
That, you know what? That's what BB stands for. Bay, bay.
Oh, no. The other thing I really like about this song is, and let's hear it right now, actually, the little guitar near the end.
That's great. It's like real toned down.
I love it.
So it's very clear that that's what, you know, that's what they're doing.
It's
I don't know. I think it's awesome.
The first time I heard the song, I was kind of like, okay.
Same.
I found that this is the one I keep coming back to. I like Harmony Hall a lot.
Well, it's also a lot shorter, so it's easier to listen.
You can
to.
Listen to the song like four times while someone else is
in
listening
the time
to Harmony
it
Hall once.
Exactly.
And they lean
exactly.
over there, and like, how many songs you listen to? I'm like, I listen to four songs. I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, Harmony Hall has a lot more to dissect about it, but this one's just as complex. I mean, there's a lot going on. It's cool. It's a good, it sounds like a good intro to an album.
Yeah, I think both of these songs are like perfect, especially releasing the two of these as in like an advanced thing. Let me say that sentence again. Especially releasing the two of these in advance.
Sorry.
It's okay. I can't speak the English language. So many people have tried to teach me. It just doesn't work.
Oh, same. I'm still learning how to conjugate. So
I'll ask what that word means later. Yeah, I think they serve as a really, really good introduction back into the Weekend of the Vampires.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, one of them's short, one of them's long, but there's definitely like themes that you can tell are going to come through in a lot of the other songs. Well, I'd hope, because I really would just want to hear Jenny Lewis keep singing "Boy" throughout the entire album.
Maybe she'll sing one word in every song and it'll form a sentence.
I'd really be about that. Yeah. Backwards. Forms a sentence backwards. The devil's music.
It's like the Beatles.
Yeah.
So out on a scale of one,
you are really struggling.
Listen, on a scale of 1 to 2021, how would you rate this song?
I'm gonna take a little bit to decide this. I really don't know.
Out of 2021,
I'm so bad with number scores. I hate that. But like, I want to give it a solid like 2018, which is the year that he probably wrote it, just because that's the year he probably wrote it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan of like short little songs that hopefully will have themes recurring through an album. Like, that's a huge thing for me. Mm. I love those.
Do you think they should put skits on the album? like a rap album?
I would love to hear Ezra rap. I mean, he can already talk pretty fast. We know this, or sing pretty fast, or whatever the hell he does. Is he I mean, he can sing, but like when he's talking, singing, is it singing? Who knows? That was not a sentence.
Can Ezra sing? This is going to be a bone of contention for a lot of people. I'm going to say no.
I think he has a weird accent is what I think.
All right, you've won me over.
Boy grew up on like fucking Long Island. And he like pronounces words weird. Oh, did we want to talk about Copper Goes Green? Do you want to continue to talk about that line? Because I feel like we just didn't.
The thing about these lyrics is that they're very clever lyric writers. And they layer a lot of meaning into things. People come up with a lot of interpretations, and I don't know what's right and what's wrong. There are some Vampire Weekend songs which I would not be able to figure out what they are about without having looked it up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's this whole like theory of anything that gets put out, like you can discuss the author's intent, but it's not about the intent, it's about the interpretation. But honest to God, some of their songs are just beyond interpretation.
For example, the song Holiday being about the Iraq War is it's a very bizarre song. It might be a whole episode on just that concept.
Coming up, we'll be talking about the Iraq War on the Iraq War. Vampire Weekend. I mean, I gotta say, I love researching just to hear like, you know, what everyone else has to say about it. But I did look up 2021 and just came up with the Wikipedia article for the year 2021, which was not helpful.
I mean, I'm now on the Wikipedia page for the year 2021. So the song could be about some of these events. The James Webb Space Telescope is scheduled to be launched after being delayed several times. Does it take 3 years to plan to launch it? Because although do they know it's going to be delayed several times in the next 3 years? Here's a terrifying thing that's going to happen in 2021. Brood X, the largest brood of North American 17-year cicadas, is going to emerge.
Oh, okay. I'm moving to England.
2021, will you think about Brood X?
I had to pull one out of my dog's mouth one time. He was eating it. It's real nasty.
Boy, with your mouth?
What? Yeah, I just French kissed my dog until the cicada came out.
Good, because that's what I was picturing.
Great.
I want to see what movies are coming out in 2021.
Well, I honestly think that the cicadas are going to cause the apocalypse, and that's what's happening.
Okay, this is the Wikipedia movies page for 2021. January, untitled Warner Brothers film. February, untitled Fox film. Untitled Marvel Studios film. Untitled Fox film. Untitled Warner Brothers. There's no information here. They've just said, well, yeah, we'll release a movie that month.
I mean, they probably have to.
In March 2021, The Boss Baby 2 comes out.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, I'm upset right now.
Oh, and in June 2021, a new Batman film comes out.
Oh, we get Fast and the Furious 10 in April. Mm-hmm. DC Super Pets in May.
And in December.
We have a fucking superhero movie about animals.
In December of 2021, Avatar 3 is going to come out.
When is Avatar 2 coming out?
I don't know, but it's somewhere in between.
Wait, didn't they just do Suicide Squad? They're going to do another Suicide Squad in 2 years?
The Suicide Squad. They just added a the to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Warner Brothers DC Entertainment, so it is the same Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But, like, fuck.
The third one's going to be called The Suicide Squad.
Oh, there's a Dungeons and Dragons movie coming out in July.
Start talking about movies.
I don't know. Why did we start? Because we were on the Wikipedia page for 2021.
A great year for movies. Boss Baby 2, Avatar 3, The Suicide Squad.
And DC Super Pets.
We'll review all of these movies on this podcast. So look forward to that in the year 2021. Yep. I'm also going to give the song 2018 out of 2021.
That's true.
So there you go, folks. We talked about the song 2021.
Kind of.
We got to pick a name for the podcast before we go.
What was yours again? I can't say it. It had me in tears.
Cape so. Podcaster Caster.
Yeah, I'm about that. Honestly, I love that.
So
yeah, so I can do it.
Listening to the first episode of Cape Podcaster Caster, I'm going to enjoy that being very easy to say every single time.
I'm not going to be able to say it ever, so.
We'll see you.
No, whenever.
Ever. When, I don't care. Whenever. I'm
cool. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. What Ezra?
No. Okay, on that note.
Allison, I'm very excited to embark on this journey with you.
Yeah.
And
hopefully it will take us right into 2021.
I could wait a year, but I wouldn't wait three.
So next episode of this podcast is coming out in 3 years. Bye, everyone.
2021, we think about us. Couple goes green, stiff.